Today also brought progress on Social Security reform. President Bush's Commission to Strengthen Social Security has voted unanimously to approve three possible ways to create private Social Security accounts. All three options would allow individuals to take some part of their payroll taxes and invest the money themselves. The Commission says that would boost benefits, but it also warns that private accounts won't keep Social Security afloat. And the panel urges that no changes be made in haste. NPR's Pam Fessler has this report.
Perhaps the Commission's most telling recommendation is that its report should be debated for at least a year before anything's done about it. That's a far cry from President Bush's directive last May when he appointed the Commission and said fixing Social Security should no longer be postponed. The system's expected to run short of funds by the year 2038. But Commission Co-Chairman Richard Parsons says the President himself suggested the delay after the September 11th attacks because a lot has changed since then, but also to give the country time to digest what would be a major revision of Social Security.
The crisis looms, but the crisis is not imminent. And the nature of the actions that have to be taken and their implications for millions and millions and millions of Americans, virtually everyone who works, are sufficiently of sufficient gravity that we agreed with, again, unanimously, with the President's view that this is a matter that needs to be debated not only in the halls of Congress, but by the American people.
The panel offered three options for debate. Each plan would allow workers to divert some taxes they now pay for Social Security into their own personal investment accounts. Individuals could then use the money to invest in an assortment of government-approved funds. Any proceeds would supplement their Social Security benefits. Overall, says Commission member Bob Johnson, workers would likely see a greater return on their investment.
It is simply that simple. We take what you're making now and increase the value of it. And through the magic of compounding interest, you do this over your lifetime. When you retire, you are far better off than you would be under the current system.
Commission members say there would be other benefits too. Individuals would own their accounts and could pass them on to their heirs. The panel says personal retirement accounts would also help ease some of Social Security's financing problems. But that's where the Commission's report gets mushy. The panel acknowledges that trillions of dollars are needed to start up this new system while keeping the rest of Social Security solvent. In two of its plans, the panel would cut back the growth of future benefits to help pay some of the costs. But it says billions of dollars more will have to be found somewhere. Critics say this shows the panel's been a failure. Democratic Congressman Robert Matsui of California said September 11th has nothing to do with why the commission and the president have put off action on Social Security.
But it was because it could not be done, because privatization has no relevance to solving this problem. Privatization was a gimmick that many on Wall Street attempted to use in order to feather their own nest.
Democrats, labor unions, and senior citizen groups worry that allowing personal investment accounts will undercut the basic Social Security system. They say benefit changes proposed by the commission could mean a cut of as much as 43% for some future retirees. Opponents say they'll be more than happy to point this out during next year's midterm elections in the House and the Senate. Roger Hickey is with the Institute for America's Future, an advocacy group opposed to personal accounts.
This report deserves a lot of attention, and we're going to make sure that it gets a lot of attention.
And that's what a lot of Republicans are worried about, and one reason they asked President Bush for the year-long delay in debating any Social Security changes. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says the president still thinks personal accounts are a good idea, especially for younger workers. Democrats say the recent decline in the stock market and the disappearance of the budget surplus will only bolster their case that this is not the time to take chances with Social Security. But commission members note that some action does have to be taken sooner or later to fix the retirement system's problems. They say if critics don't like the commission's recommendations, they should come up with some of their own. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.